Are you ready for the 5 a.m. to midnight work days?
I'm already doing it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I enjoy it, man. This is a lot of my friends look at me, ex-players and players playing, saying I'm crazy for getting into the coaching world. But this is, I love it. I love the X's and O's, and I love the chess game that goes on with football, maybe more so than the combative part of it. I'm learning stuff that I didn't even know as a player. And I pride myself on being a smart player and knowing things, but there's stuff, you never know everything. So that's the best part. You can always learn. And I learned some new stuff the other day that I didn't even know as a player. So that's fun for me. I knew what coaches did, but I didn't know how detailed it was. And now I'm on the other side doing the detailing. Myself and Sean Desai, who is amazing. I couldn't have had a better guy that I'm working with as a defensive quality control coach. You know, he's been coaching for 5 years in college ranks. So, you know, being able, he's teaching me a lot. He's younger than me, but he's teaching me so much. Like I said, he's got a foot in. He's been coaching for 5 years and been on that side. So, you know, I'm realizing how detailed and everything that everybody did. Brian's been a good player. He's a good player. He's been a good player for a long time, you know. So anytime you get a guy of his magnitude, of his caliber, you know, I think he'll could future, you know, could be hanging on the wall in Hallis Hall one day. So, you know, he's a very good player. Oh, absolutely, 100%. 100%. I spent 6 weeks with Mel in Jacksonville. And when I got there, I was sold on the first day I got there. He's just a guy, you know, all the guys respect him from what I saw when I was out there in Jacksonville. Everybody respected Mel Tucker. You know, what you see is what you get with him. You know, that'll be something that I'll have to adjust to. But I don't think that'll be difficult for me at all. I don't think it'll be difficult.
Do you worry at all that they may not take you seriously at first because you're a buddy before you're a coach?
No, I don't. I don't. I would like to think that I was pretty well respected, especially on the defensive side of the ball, playing with those guys. So I don't really see that being a problem.